We're doing really good. Thanks. Tell us how camp is going so far.
Camp is going well. You know, like any other camp, you know, guys out here, you know, eager to learn and grinding and, you know, just out here just getting ready for this first preseason game coming up next week.
Well, so far, has it been similar to what you were doing in Indianapolis with Chuck Pagano, or is camp a little different under Coach Harbaugh?
It's pretty, you know, it has a lot of similarities, you know, as far as the practice style and, you know, the time of practice, and then as far as the defensive scheme is similar, but, you know, some things are different. So, you know, it's just not that much of a, you know, of a, it's a transition, but not too much of a crazy transition. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game of football, and, you know, once you get in between the white lines, man, it's football.
What about just as good as this defense has been, and obviously you're a veteran guy. In fact, I think you just turned 30 on the 27th. But you got guys like Patrick Willis there and Justin Smith is there. What is it like integrating yourself into a defense like this?
You know, just coming in and doing what I'm supposed to do, doing my job and just trying to fit in. Like you said, man, this team is a veteran team, has a lot of veteran players that play a lot of great football. And, you know, I just want to come in, fit in, and just do my job and play my position well.
I know it's still very early in camp, Antoine, but you're obviously coming to a new team. I know you stay in shape in the offseason. So as a veteran joining a new team, what are you personally trying to accomplish at this stage of training camp?
Well, my thing is just, you know, getting to know the players around me. You know, that's one big thing, to be a good defense, and this defense has is continuity amongst each other. So I'm just trying to, you know, learn where I fit in, how I fit in with this within this great defense, and then just really just getting to learn the defense and the terminology like the back of my hand. So, you know, when that first game comes and we go down to Dallas, man, we'll be on and rolling.
Antoine Bethea is good enough to join us here in the Wheelhouse. We're talking 49ers camp. By the way, at @abethea24, at @abethea24. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter. What is the buzz like down there? I was down there the other day, and with the new stadium and everything, it's just got a really cool vibe around it. What is it like for a player with the new stadium being right there next to you guys and knowing that you're going to be in there pretty soon?
Man, I'm very excited, man. I think a lot of everybody's anxious, man. Like you said, when you have a new stadium and, you know, the city and the fans, man, they're anxious to get in the new stadium to see us perform, and we're ready, you know, to get out there and perform well in front of the fans in the new stadium. So, you know, it's, you know, anxious, excitement, all in one.
I know that you played at the Stick as an opposing player with the Colts, and in a lot, you know, there's a lot of great memories there and everything else. But as an opposing player, I'm not going to ask you to disparage the Stick, but really, what was it like to play there?
Like you said, this is most definitely a great place to play. But like you said, as an opposing team, that business locker room, boy, we was ready to get up out of there.
Yeah, that wasn't the greatest.
We was ready to get up out of that opposing, that visitor's locker room. But as far as, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium, yeah, the fans, man, it's a great place.
All right, so you've seen Andrew Luck, and now you're with one of the another one of the good quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the league, in Colin Kaepernick. Do you see similarities, or just because their games seem to be so different that there's a lot of differences? What do you see with those two young guys?
What you can see is that they're both leaders. You know, they both lead the offense. They both know. They both know the offense well, and they can control the offense. But like you said, man, those Cap and Drew, man, they're two different style of quarterback. But obviously, you know, they both get it done. They both get the job done. So, like you said, Luck, great quarterback. Kaepernick, great quarterback, and I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, and it's not like Andrew can't move, because I think Andrew's very underrated. I mean, he was here in the Bay Area at Stanford. But with Colin, do you even find yourself – in drills, if you guys are running some, you know, some 7-on-7s or something like that, do you see yourself maybe having a peek back there to make sure he's not running on you?
Well, you know, as a DB, man, you know, my first thing is a pass. So, you know, if he gets past the line of scrimmage, man, you know, we'll deal with it when we have to deal with it. But like I said, just last year, you know, playing against Cap, man, studying the film, very elusive, man. You know, he can really, when he gets out the pocket, he can really be a dangerous player. And, you know, that's kind of where the league is going nowadays with these mobile quarterbacks. So, you know, he most definitely has the weapons with his feet.
All right, let's look at your new division now, the NFC West, Antoine. It was obviously a very tough division last year, and you had the Super Bowl champions in there in the Seattle Seahawks. But you guys in Indy last year beat the Seahawks in Indy. From that game, what did you guys learn, and how did you beat the Seahawks when you played them last year in Indianapolis?
Man, you know, it was really just a team effort, man. You know, just coming out, just knowing, you know, what they're trying to do, how they're trying to beat you. Obviously, you know, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch, they have the, you know, they have, you know, their offense has a, you know, a number of weapons where they can get the ball to, and the defense, you know, the defense flies around. So really, man, it's just coming out and just playing your A game, and you know, just being better than that team on that day. And you know, 49ers and Seattle, I know they've had a lot of battles in the past, and you know, 49ers here, you know, we've beaten them too, so. I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a real exciting and, you know, matchup between the two teams. So I'm excited for that.
Antoine Bethea is joining us from training camp. Of course, new safety for the 49ers here in the Wheelhouse on 95.7 The Game. I saw a really interesting piece in Forbes talking about the financial pressures of being in the NFL, and they actually spoke to you about it. And I did not know this. I mean, I've heard of the things where some players have financial issues, but they said that 8 of 10 players will either be bankrupt or at least have major financial issues when they finish in the league. So yeah. Is that one of the reasons why that you went into something like that? Tell us what you were doing with that. It was a really interesting piece.
Well, you know, my agent, man, he holds a retreat each year for his for the clients that he represents. And, you know, when we go to this retreat, man, he has different panels of different forms and have different people come talk to us, whether it's, you know, financial advisors or media people, whoever it is, you know, they come in and, you know, we just have open lectures, and Forbes was there, and, you know, they asked me to do an interview, just asked me some questions about the situation as far as, you know, players, you know, becoming bankrupt and having financial issues, and, you know, they were just asking me, you know, what are some things that that I try to do to, you know, prevent myself being, you know, being in that statistic. And I was just, you know, trying to give them some pointers and just discussing some things that the outside people really don't know that really goes on with professional athletes. So it was just an insight of, you know, what I think and some of my opinions.
Is it hard? Because I would imagine that, look, you come into some money and all of a sudden family members that you didn't even know existed are probably looking for a handout or some help or something like that. How difficult is it to say, look, I gotta, you know, I can't be giving money to my crew or whatever it is? How difficult is it, even though you make a great living, obviously, to try to keep everything in shape? Because, like you said, 8 out of 10 have financial distress when they leave the sports world. It's amazing.
It's very hard, you know, and you know, people, you know, when you hear people talk about it, they say, well, I would never do that. But until you're in a situation, you can really never say that. You know, a guy that, you know, growing up was struggling for money, you know, parents working 2 to 3 jobs, and, you know, you're 20, 21 years old, and you come up on this enormous amount of money, and, you know, you have friends that you grew up with that was going through the same struggle that you were going through. And, you know, sometimes the first couple of years you feel as though this is kind of my duty to, you know, help these people out that's been close to me. But as you get older and as you, like you said, once you wise up, you kind of see, you know, you have to tell some of these people no. Some of these people no. And that's one of the difficult things, is just telling your good friends, telling some of your closest family members, like, look, I can't do that. You know, I've done it once before, but I can't do it. And then it's just other pressures of other things and trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses and things of that nature. And, you know, and then again, you know, you have financial advisors that, you know, robbing some guys blind and not knowing who to trust. So it's a lot of things that goes on with, you know, young guys coming into the league and getting an enormous amount of money that, you know, at the end of the day, it's an issue that, you know, we just got to continue to sharpen up our skills and become wiser about.
You're the wise old sage at 30. Happy birthday to you. We always appreciate the time, and have a great year, man. I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season. Thanks.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.